Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 10th, 2019. Today is the first Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from Psalm 103, which is the psalm appointed for evening prayer today. We also read Psalm 103 at the Ash Wednesday liturgies a few days ago. I'm going to read verses 8 through 12. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is his mercy great upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. Lent is a time where we do tend to focus a bit more on repentance and getting ourselves situated with God. Someone once told me that nothing will make you feel more penitential than to listen to some of our hymnody in Lent, often a bit slower and perhaps making lots of use of minor keys. It can be a little bit of a jarring juxtaposition when you're in more southern climes during Lent because you're listening to this very deeply penitential liturgy, and you're singing these hymns that may be slower than you like, and maybe you're taking up images of sin and fasting and self-denial, and at the same time flowers are blooming and the sun is shining. I've joked with some of my southern friends, it's a lot easier to be in a Lenten frame of mind in March in Wisconsin, as it's often cloudy, and even today we still have plenty of snow on the ground. But for all of the penitence and all of the focus on repentance and getting ourselves in a right frame of mind to understand that we are dust and to dust we shall return, and that we have a long way to go before we fully shake off the shackles of sin and death, the psalmist reminds us that it's not simply up to us. It's not up to us to somehow live better or be better. It's not all on us. We are headed in a direction of repentance. We are making amends for the wrongs we have created. We are forgiving and asking for forgiveness. We're doing all of those things not because we think that somehow we're going to get it right all of the time, but we're doing those things in response to the grace, the forgiveness, the mercy that God has already bestowed upon us. What would we be like if we really believed that God had cast our sins away from us as far as the east is from the west? How would we live if we really believed that we were forgiven? I often think that part of what we forget from week to week is that God is forgiving us, God has forgiven us, God will forgive us. We live perpetually, I think, without fully recognizing the great mercy that God has bestowed upon all of us. Sure, do we need to confess our sins? Absolutely. Do we need to make amends? Absolutely. Do we need to be attentive to the ways in which we're constantly drawn away from the grace of God? Absolutely. And we also need to remember that we can never flee from God's presence, that we can never completely absent ourselves from God. God is with us as close as the breath we breathe. And this is a God who's not looking for a reason to send us to hell, but a God who is ever present to lift us out of the hells of our own creation. As far as the east is from the west, God is a God of compassion. God is a God of forgiveness. And God is a God who is inviting us to live into who we already are, the people who have been redeemed by a merciful God. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations, and as you know the weakness of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.